Welcome back. You are listening to EAA Radio, 1210 AM, 100.7 FM, and on the web at airventure.org/radio. This is Magneto Mel.
And I'm Wireless Mike.
And today we are being joined by Bob Campbell, who is here representing the EAA Air Academy. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great. Good morning.
Been a good week for you so far?
Excellent week so far.
Yeah, the weather has been pretty cooperative. I know that has been a little fear of rain yesterday, but it was a threat all day that never really hit. So
for those people who do not know what the Air Academy is, what is the Air Academy and who is it for?
Well, the Air Academy is for all ages of 12 to 18-year-old co-ed. We're celebrating 25 years this summer, and we've got a big event this evening celebrating that milestone of 25 years, starting back in 1984. But it's a camp for co-ed youth ages 12 to 18 years of age. We've got three separate type sessions. We've got a Young Eagles, which is for 12 to 13-year-olds, and that's about a four-night stay, 5 days. And then we have a basic camp for 14 and 15-year-olds, that is. That is about a five-night, 6 days. And then right now we're just ending our advanced camp, our first advanced camper for 16 to 18-year-olds. It's about an eight-night and nine-day stay. And we have a next session coming in on Friday.
And while they're at the camp here, what can they expect to do?
Well, it's a progression. I try to tell everybody it's when they're the younger ages, they learn the real basic of aviation. They start out learning how to build a wing rib, a small wing rib. They do some metal work, some fabrication, some composite work, some kind of a they make a clipboard out of composite material. So they learn a little bit of facets of how an airplane is built. They have ground schools. Each camper gets a ride. We are using Remos aircraft this year, and they get a 20 to 30 minute aircraft ride that they can log with one of our CFIs throughout their stay here. They also get, just recently we were able to provide a helicopter ride over this last week as well. So ground schools, computer lab simulators to the workshop, tech shop. Then we also do a challenge course, so they do some leadership and character development building as we do throughout their time here as well.
And what sort of attendance do you get?
We're doing really well. Our full camp could be up to 48 kids. We've had a really good year so far. We've up about 7% higher than last year of 2007. Our Young Eagles camps have been about 30, and our basic camps have been around 25 or 30 kids. And of course, advanced camps are about 46 to 48 kids.
I know you mentioned that these are co-ed, so correct. Just how popular is this activity with the girls that are...
We're seeing more girls in the older age. They're starting to pick up a little bit more in the Young Eagle, the 12 to 13-year-old. That's a little more dominant boys. It's probably like a 30-70 ratio kind of thing. But now you're looking at probably almost 40 to 60 in the advanced camp, where the girls are more prominent in the advanced camps and the basic camps.
That's great to hear.
That's very good. It's good to see that.
If someone's interested in going to this, where would they find out more information about how to apply to go?
First place to look is on the website. Of course, you go on to EA.org, and then we have our own link website under the Air Academy. They can also just type in www.airacademy.org. That'll bring up our web link, and then they have all the various camp sessions that they can look at. Click onto that web, or onto that link, I should say, and it'll take them to the Young Eagles, the basic or the advanced camp. They can apply right online. There's some scholarship funds available, I should say. Another way is through their chapters. EA chapters promote quite heavily through our EA chapters, and we send out information early part of the year or latter part of this year we will, and then January or so the chapters start promoting. They start flying Young Eagles, and they also are promoting to send kids to camp through their own chapter organization, or they also sponsor kids through other organizations and other means. And we do scholarship up to a third to half of that camp or whatever it might take for that child to get here.
Now, if they're already on the grounds and people are here with their kids and they're listening and they're saying, oh, that sounds great, is it something that they can get in on in the middle of the week, or do they need to kind of plan in advance a little bit?
It's going to be
a
planning. Unfortunately, we've got one more session starting on Friday for our advanced camp, and so we're full this year. And our Young Eagles camp started back in June. So if they're looking forward to next year, it would be about the end of this year in December, looking forward in January to get online and start calling our offices for more information. So unfortunately, we can't provide them anything this year other than coming through the lodge if they'd like to see the lodge. It's a big log cabin out there on Pioneer Airport. Can't miss it. A beautiful facility that was built back in 1998, and we're just very blessed to have that facility.
Now, these credits towards the camp, the scholarships, you were mentioned that they're tied in with the Young Eagle program, and the people who fly the Young Eagles get these certificates, which are credits
correct
towards the camp. Now, I unfortunately don't know any kids who are going to the camp. Where are there programs out there that I can take and donate these credits to somebody locally who needs them?
Well, a lot of times we'll have chapters that fly young eagles and they are unable to find a camper within their area, either be within their cities or within their state. So they donate their young eagle credits to our office or to the Air Academy, and then we will then get those to the kids that are in need of those. So we want them to fly and certainly build up those young eagle credits per the chapter. The chapter does get credit, depending on how many credits or any credits that they fly, these kids. And we get these kids to camp. And so we really need them, and we really are thankful for that.
And the camp is a week long, is that correct?
Well, it starts the youngest age, 12 to 13, or four nights.
Four nights.
So about a week, and then the basic camp is five nights, and then the advanced camps are eight nights.
Eight nights, okay. And my question is, do you have any programs for the parents while they are here if they drop off their kids? What are the parents to do?
We've got three great, what we call fantasy flight camps for the adults, and those are in the fall. This year we're doing a biplane, the vintage biplane, which we're adding to Spirit of St. Louis, which is the first weekend of October. And then a couple weeks later, we're going to follow up with the Fort Trimotor weekend. And again, and then in the latter part of November, actually the second weekend of December, I should say, is our infamous B-17 weekend.
And this is all right here at Oshkosh.
It's on our facility at our campus. Everybody stays in the Academy Lodge. We have two lodges over there, a staff lodge and the Academy Lodge. And they sign up. Their fee includes the programming, the room and board, their flight in either the Travel Air, it could be a Swallow, or it could be the Spirit of St. Louis, and then, of course, the Fort Trimotor, and, of course, our flagship B-17. They'll get a flight in that as well.
And how long are those classes? So
those are three days. They'll come in on Friday night, Friday afternoon, Friday night, and then we fly them, depending on weather, on Saturday and or Sunday, and then they depart about mid-Sunday. And they get a great ground school. We have a great staff on board here, all the adult staff that lead that through the leadership of Sean Elliott, out of our Weeks Hangar, Director of Aircraft Ops, and his staff just do a phenomenal job. And we have a lot of times adults coming back year after year. You just can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I mean, I never, you don't really realize that anything happens here at all once Air Venture is gone. You know, people, there's a lot of activities that EAA sponsors throughout the year.
You
as
bet.
Well.
Actually, our facility, our Air Academy Lodge, is a year-round facility. We've got a full kitchen, a full kitchen staff. It is utilized for both aviation and non-aviation related organizations that come in and utilize the facilities, and it's been more so that about the last year or two. And so, again, having this, very blessed to have this facility, Mr. James Ray is very significantly part of that lodge and those lodges and his vision and passion for youth, and we are very thankful to Mr. Ray.
And it's a beautiful facility, too. If you've never been there, I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous.
It is. We've got 12 rooms. They're kind of a dorm-style room, 12 rooms, four bunks in a room with shower facilities down the main hall. We've got a couple suites downstairs for adults or for the staff that we have. And then, as I said, we've got a full capacity kitchen. We can feed up to 60 to 100, depending on the size of the group. We do a lot of family-style meals during the year, mostly during our summer camp programs. But our food and our menus and things like that are outstanding. We just do a really nice job in providing that for the constituents.
I hear you also have interns.
Interns, yes. This summer we're blessed to have sponsors out there that provide funds for our interns. One is the Clay Lacey Internship Program. Mr. Clay Lacey provides funds for four students from the University of North Dakota. We have, through Mr. Ray, again, a Cliff Robertson Internship, which is for 16 to 17-year-olds. It's a work experience, both to 16 to 17-year-olds as well as a CFI. The UND students are also CFIs. We have the Doolittle Raiders Internship Program, and the Timken, the WASP. We've got quite a handful of different internships out there. The Jim Thompson Internship. So there's a lot of neat relationships that we have with our constituents, our donors, and our sponsors that have really done a nice job in helping us to cover the cost for our staff.
Now, so if someone wants to find you on the field, talk more about this, where can they find you?
Best spot would be over at the Air Academy. We've got our staff over there. It's an outbound day, but we have staff all around. I'm usually over there or in the museum, the leadership education wing, which is right off the Eagle Hangar. And generally, that's where I'm at, either in the museum leadership area or the Air Academy Lodge.
And during the year, or if they happen to be listening off the grounds, where can
Same
they find
place.
Some information?
Usually during the year, I'm over in the leadership area of the
Is there
museum.
An online
Yes, you can go on to airacademy.org, and our email address is also airacademy, www.airacademy.org. For the website, I should say, or just email us at airacademy.org, and you'll connect with myself or some of our staff.
You are listening to Magneto Mel
and Wireless Mike on EAA Radio.
1210 AM, 100.7 FM, and on the web at airventure.org/radio.